Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of news recently about veterans, especially since we've just celebrated an important anniversary of the Normandy invasion. It's been the 75th anniversary. And I understand you recently dedicated a bridge in your area to a World War II vet. What went on?
Well, last weekend, I was honored to participate in the bridge dedication for the private first class George Pisak Memorial Bridge along Route 6 in the borough of Countersport. Private Pisak died in service to our country in July of 1944 while fighting to take the island of Saipan. He was just 20 years old, so it's certainly an honor to sponsor the legislation to name this bridge in his honor. He was a Potter County native and grew up near the bridge site. We recently marked the 75th anniversary of D-Day. On that day in 1944, more than 160,000 Allied troops, about half of them Americans, landed in Normandy, France, to begin the liberation of Europe. This week, we had a very moving ceremony on the House floor to honor the men and women who died fighting in this battle and also to honor all of our World War II veterans. And we're joined by several World War II veterans on the House floor. The video, the part of the ceremony, is on my website at repcauser.com.
Also, in recent House action, a number of pieces of legislation were approved that are aimed at helping veterans.
Well, supporting veterans is always a top priority. The House is always working on policies to help and support veterans and their families. This week, we approved House Bill 630 to extend Pennsylvania's current employment protections to Pennsylvania citizens who are members of another state's National Guard and are called up to serve outside of the Commonwealth. We also approved House Bill 1050 to ensure an in-state tuition rate for military families as soon as a student enrolls in a public college or university. In addition, legislators joined representatives this week from the Disabled American Veterans to send off 7 new vans that will help DAV volunteers transport veterans to their medical appointments. There's more information about state services and support for our military and veterans at the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs website. It's www.dmva.pa.gov.
And the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee acted this week to move forward a package of legislation to help Pennsylvania farmers. What are some of the details?
Well, our Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee has been very busy. This week, the committee met to approve a package of bills to help support Pennsylvania agriculture. And one of those bills was a bill that I've sponsored that would create the Pennsylvania Rapid Response Disaster Readiness Account. This is House Bill 1516, whereby the General Assembly would allocate funding to the Department of Agriculture to facilitate a quick, well-coordinated response to agriculture disasters, whether they be animal or plant health or some kind of outbreak or threat that requires an immediate response, such as a foodborne illness. It's something that we need to be prepared for. It's something that we have to have a well-coordinated response, and I think this legislation will go a long way to helping us in that regard. Other bills that were approved include the creation of a Pennsylvania Agriculture Business Development Center to help farmers create business plans for transition planning or succession planning. Another bill would empower the State Conservation Commission to provide technical assistance and financing options for implementing best management practices on farms. And overall, this package of bills, I think, can go a long way toward helping agriculture in Pennsylvania, and that's certainly our focus. So now the bills move on to the House floor for consideration.
And I understand a local fire department is going to be having an important public meeting soon. What's going on here?
The Countersport Volunteer Fire Department in Potter County is hosting a town hall meeting for fire EMS providers and local elected officials to talk about the challenges facing our fire EMS agencies and also to focus on potential solutions. The meeting is going to be held at the Countersport Fire Station on Wednesday, June 19th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and we'll feature Speaker Jerry Ozog, the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fire and Emergency Services Institute. I think this is an excellent opportunity for folks to come out and participate in this excellent discussion, so I would like to encourage folks to attend.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.